After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast.
Daddy, what's it gonna be like in the year 2000?
Well, sweetheart, for your sake, I hope it'll be all peaches and cream. But I'm afraid the end time is near. The cataclysmic apocalypse referred to in the scriptures of every holy book known to mankind. It will be an era fraught with boundless greed and corruption, where global monetary systems disintegrate, leaving brother to kill brother for a grain of overcooked rice. The nations of the civilized world will collapse under the oppressive weight of parasitic political conspiracies which remove all hope and optimism from their once faithful citizens. Around the globe, generations of polluters will be punished for their sins, unshielded by the ozone layer they have successfully depleted, left to bake in the searing naked rays of light.
Disease encircles the earth, plagues and viruses with no known cause or cure, laying waste to whatever draws breath, and humankind, having proven itself to be nothing more than a race of ruthless scavengers, fall victim to merciless attack at the hands of interplanetary alien tribes who seek to conquer our charred remains. This is extinction level event, the final world front, and there is only 1 year left.
Wow, that's cool. I can't hardly wait.
You don't have to, because here it is. Because here it is. Because here it is. Because...
Hello, everyone. Everyone that is out there. And all our little latchkey kids. Our latchkey kids and our broken homies. Like broken homes.
Broken homies,
latchkey kids. Come, sit by the fire. This steel barrel as we tell a tale of disaster movies. What's that? A comet? Oh, we're all dead. Disaster. A disaster film or disaster movie is a film genre that has an impending or ongoing disaster. That's what a disaster movie is. Mm-hmm. We are talking about the shitty disaster movies. Okay, let's just get this out of the way. Disaster. Dis-ass-ter.
Yeah, what about it?
Get it?
Do you get it?
That's all I thought. Yeah, I do get it. Take her ass.
Oh my God.
But, okay, so for me, solely me, actually, you know what? We're going to do something different. Instead of saying me right away, Don, what do you equate disaster movies with? Is it, you know, hot dogs? Is it, I don't know, rubbing oils on oneself?
Well, I equate it with a natural occurring event that normally happens every now and again, like a tornado, like, I don't know, taping your hands together to your balls to impress yourself. Things of that nature that only happens every now and then, right, John? And then All of a sudden it goes all willy-nilly because of, what do you call that, climate change. Climate change and things that are not of nature impacting the world or situations that I just spoke of. Changes everything and practically begs humanity, the world, to change their ways. But of course we do not. And hence we have disaster movies with Morgan Freeman and most of them.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I think I brought this up before. There's an article about like black presidents in sci-fi and in disaster movies.
Yes, dude. Fifth Element.
Yep. The Fifth Element, Morgan Freeman in Deep Impact. There was another one maybe that was with an asteroid or a meteor with Morgan Freeman as the president. Danny Glover.
Olympus Has Fallen is another one.
Olympus Has Fallen. Danny Glover in Day After Tomorrow, where he was too old for this shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And froze to death. So just real quick to touch on that, but they were saying that it's like the reason why they were in there was almost like Freudian in a way that black person could never be a president is what this article was saying. And so that's why they were in like sci-fi movies. Mm. And then in turn, disaster movies are racist in that realm, I guess, is what they were trying to say.
I
agree to an extent that the only time that there's black representation as the president is when some fucked up shit is happening. Like a political comedy or just some like regular like political
head of state with Chris Rock. Yeah.
That's true. I forgot about that one. Isn't Charlie Murphy in that one?
Bernie Mac.
Charlie Murphy's just smacking people.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's always some fucked up shit. We just can't have like a regular ass, I don't know. House of
you're not wrong.
House of Cards of drama.
Terms of endearment, and then there's a, like a black person as a president. As I don't know, the woman is dying of cancer.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He enjoyed that.
Have you ever seen Terms of Endearment?
I haven't.
Fucking my mom made me watch it all the goddamn time.
Your mom did? Why?
Yeah. It's her favorite movie. She'd always be crying at the end of it. And I'm like, I don't know, man.
Do you like movies where you're crying at the end of it?
Do I?
Yeah. I think you do.
Yes.
What's a movie you cried to, Aaron?
What's a movie I cried to?
Yeah, what's a recent movie that you've cried to?
A recent movie that... Mm-hmm.
That brought you to tears, brother.
Air Bud.
Recently? Air Bud?
Yeah, I've never seen it before. I just watched it the other day with kids. Sad movie.
Yeah.
But that's not...
Because you know that it's actually... The dog dies in real life, so...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they fucking put his ass down right away.
Like, right after the shoot?
Yeah, right after... No, the actual dog. He, like, shot one basket. They're like, oh, pretty sure he's got cancer of the nose. Pop.
Anything with animals dying, that always gets me.
But is that what we should just talk about? Is that the fact that our lives, not our lives, but this world is just one big disaster film?
Yeah,
after
we can
another?
Do that. We can
because,
do that.
Look, 2020, COVID, what, 2016, Donald Trump. Now, some people, you know, they want to vote.
They thought
Donald
that was
Trump
the best thing ever happened.
Whatever. Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing with Biden. A lot of people think that Biden was a disaster. And I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it depends on what side of the aisle you're on. If you're like me, I'm liberal, but I don't lean that far left. Like,
and if you're like me, you get Molotov cocktails and you throw them.
There we go.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. But it has been a disaster the last couple years.
But disaster movies, one could say that, you know, we're just a couple viruses and a couple explosions, possibly nuclear explosions, possibly within our lifetime, away from a disaster movie.
I read yesterday that 99% of all species that have lived on this earth are already extinct.
Yeah.
99%. Yeah. I was like, what? How is that possible? But when they like tracked all the way from, you know, the beginning of how this earth was formed, they kind of tracked all the species that are already, you know, have been documented. And they're like, 99% of them are
That's
gone.
Crazy, man. That's why the only villain...
So that includes the dinosaurs, right?
Yeah. That's why two villains that I can identify with is Thanos and Ultron. You understood why they felt the way they felt about shit that's going on, you know, like
a lot of those people. What is it, not just Ultron or Thanos, but you more or less any, or Gary Oldman in Air Force One, you know, he was just fighting for what he believed in, and what his country was, even though it was a terrorist organization, you know, like you really can't fault the villains in most of these movies. What is the villain in a disaster movie? Is there usually someone that, you know,
it's humans.
Comes around, but it's humans
in general. I think it's not nature. Nature is just reacting.
You know what? It's man-made. Chaos is
set in motion by us, though.
Yeah, but
like
man-made. No. Man-made disasters would be what
we just put a fucking magnet out.
It's like a baseball glove.
Man-made disasters is what our undoing is. You know, digging and being greedy for shit. You know, like trying to get more out of the earth. You know, fracking. Which leads to these earthquakes and shit like that, and digging in places that...
I'm just waiting for us to dig into something that, like, opens up a fucking portal to hell, and all of a sudden we're surrounded by demons, or, like, in the mist.
You know what, man?
Caterpillar penis-looking creatures, fucking...
And some people look forward to that. Some people look forward to it. There's doomsdayers. They look forward to that. And I'm like... Because
they can point to you and say, we were right. We were right.
You're not going to outlast the apocalypse, dude.
It's not going to happen. And now I'm tying you up and the rest of your family. I'm going to take all your fucking Gerber's baby food.
Yeah.
And eat it for myself.
Have you ever sat down and thought about what you would do during a time like that? Like World War Z, what would be your scenario in that?
My scenario would be to first see if my street or community wants to team together to kind of build and reinforce our area.
You're already dead.
Nope. Because if they don't, if we're seeing people kind of doing their own thing and people whispering, take my family and I get the fuck out. More or less what I do is I take their supply of food, take it with me, kill at least 3 or 4 people, put their heads on spikes to send a message to the rest of them, don't follow us. And then we head out, we head north, possibly killing spree on the way there. You know, kids doing a little chippy choppy too, teaching them how
like
to kill,
machetes
how to hunt,
out the window.
How to fish. Yep, exactly. Yeah. And then, I don't know, settle up somewhere nice and warm, maybe like North Carolina, head down south for a little bit.
I said, I remember I had this conversation before. The zombie apocalypse
You have?
Hits. Yeah, we've had it before. And the zombie apocalypse hits. I said that I would take over a Sam's Club whoever's locked into Sam's Club would now be under my rule. So I would be the mayor of Sam's Club, like, yeah, the governor of Walking Dead.
I was going to say, are you going to have, like, a team with you? Because if you just go in there, it's like, this is my Sam's Club. I'm going to have a team. They're going to fucking throw hot dogs at you.
I'm going to have a team. So it's going to be like...
So you're going to instantly hoard food.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be obese. Like, I'm going to be like...
Jabba the Hutt.
Fat dude on a gopher.
Hey, babies. You liking the show? Well, thanks. Leave a 5-star rating and a comment, please. Do you want to see the guys' faces? Well, they got YouTube videos. It comes out every Wednesday before the episode comes out on Friday. You can watch this podcast on any major platform you listen to. Rate 5 stars and comment. Thanks, babies.
What's the first thing you're going to loot during these apocalypse? What's the first thing?
Dude, I'm going to be like Woody Harrelson. I'm going to White Castles, man. Like, he went for Twinkies. I'm going for I'm going to be farting during the
What about the weed shops, Aaron?
Oh, my God.
Nope, I got to stay straight-laced for that. I'll be gathering intel around the neighborhood and make sure that we... and then kind of see where we can gas up certain areas where we could stay for the night. You know, be safe and everything. And then, if we're talking World War Z zombies, then the further north we go, the zombies will freeze, and then I will make a mansion out of their bones.
There you go.
Renewable source. Yeah.
Yeah. You could cover yourself.
I would use them as blankets and furniture. I'd have a little zombie coffee table. John, come in. Please sit down. Have a sweet tea or a possible cookie here. Yes, don't worry about that. That is a skull, but he is dead. And then all of a sudden he bites you, and then you become a zombie, and then I become a zombie because I can't bring myself to kill my
best. You have to isolate yourself. You definitely have to isolate, but you want to have a group of survivors because, you know, if you got to repopulate, you know, you got to definitely be able to have that amongst you. You know, not that that's the first thing on my mind.
I just imagine Aaron with like an IKEA like furniture with human bones and skin
just
parts.
An ottoman.
Yeah, like he's using bones to hammer in stuff. It's quite exciting.
I don't know, some fucking Swedish name to it. It's like it's a Zumbolof. What's a Zumbolof? It's a chair that I created. I kind of gave him an IKEA feel. Go to zombie IKEA.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was going to say, right. Like, if we see that it's, guys, this is the plan. If we see that it's happening, what we do is we eat as much food, we get as fat as we can, okay? And then I'm talking, like, morbidly obese.
I can do that.
And then we go, like, in your basement or something, we close everything off, board it up, and we stay there for, like, 30 days. And you could just live off water if we could figure out, get a rain barrel or something like
Gotta
that.
Have
and
the
we
water.
Just live. We just live off of the fat that we've gathered.
Accumulated. Yes. Oh, yeah.
And then when we leave, we'll be skinny as fuck. We'll be able to, you know, book it and run. Yeah. We can also, you know, you don't want to expend too much energy, but, you know, we could book it, we could run, and there'll be less people because everyone will be more or less killed within that time frame. Within the first 2 weeks, you're going to have...
Can
like,
I say this is a better topic than talking about the movies? This is great.
Yeah,
this
I know.
Talking about fucking, like zombie survival guide shit.
Yeah, this got my imagination going.
Okay,
so.
Gunner hand-to-hand combat, like weapon. Like, are you going to use an axe or a sword, or are you going to use a gun?
I'm using a Morningstar, the baseball bat with the spikes in it.
Ooh. Oh, can I have a gun sword? Like a sword attached with like a 9mm? It's going to look weird.
Okay.
I want a gun sword. I'm sorry.
I just want a baseball. Well, no, because you did the baseball bat. So I'll do an axe, but I want like a little squeaky toy on it. So every time you hit someone, it's like,
I saw in the news a guy from Chicago, he dressed up real guns to look like Nerf toys.
Holy shit.
Oh, wow.
And I guess when he was like roll up on people, they were thinking he's pointing toys at them. And he just.
And then he just yells Nerf or nothing.
Nerf or nothing.
That's so good.
Hell of a way
damn.
To go out.
Gang, gang.
I was going to say, I would laugh for a second and be like,
right. Yeah. You thinking darts are going to come out. And it's like,
yeah. I know it's,
yeah, bullets. That's crazy, man.
At this weakening state, don't you think the aliens are going to descend on the planet finally? Once the sea levels rise, they're like, hell yeah, it's perfect now.
Now, that's another one. Let's think the War of the Worlds. We got those aliens coming. Mm. How do you survive that shit? So, the way you survive that shit is you already know that they're going to come and they're going to start terraforming the Earth. So, we need to find a way to survive this until we can get these bastards one on one to kill them.
John, so, you brought up a good point. Don't you think they've already infiltrated us, and not in a good way? But I mean, like, Marvel was coming out with secret war.
Secret war.
Timeline. Yeah. So I think they've already begun infiltrating us by mimicking how we look and talk. And these tycoons that have been like, no, there's no global warming. Just keep it up. I think that's the fucking aliens in disguise.
Yo,
changing
I've seen
the earth.
You take it, motherfucker, you're taking a page from my book?
Yeah.
Have you joined the cult?
Oh, I thought I was already a member. Yes.
I've seen that theory, but it wasn't with aliens. It was with reptile people in Clive Barker's The Meat Train. You ever read that?
No. Reptilians. Actually, I think they're draconians is the correct terminology for the reptile aliens.
So long story short.
Wait, this is real?
Draconians.
I'm just fucking around.
Real quick, John, before you continue, draconians, they're terraforming this planet in order to get it like sweaty and swampy because they really like it like that. And they also smell like farts. So continue, John, please.
What I was going to say is Clive Barker has a Book of Blood, and one of the stories is The Midnight Meat Train, where this guy who works on the subway has to kill people to feed these reptiles. And these reptiles, in turn, give gold and treasure to the city to keep the city up and running. So everybody in the infrastructure, like the mayor and the governor, they all know about it. It always goes as an unsolved case. So I was thinking, if you had reptile people going on right now, I could see them infiltrating, like people going missing that never returned. Like, for instance, you guys remember when that plane from
Malaysia?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that shit crashed.
Yeah.
They still haven't found it?
But
they never found anything from it. No bodies, nothing.
No bodies, but something did wash up on shore, but they couldn't link it to that flight. But it was like a Malaysian airliner.
Yeah.
Is what they were saying. That would be so fucking cool.
Well, not the crash, but
not the crash, not the crash, but the disappearing aspect of it. Because I'm like, you know, fucking Mothman, all that shit. Like, that's my fucking bread and butter. You have the Draconians, and then you have the Venusians, and like all these, the Greys. The Greys.
Sound like a mob crime family. The Draconians.
Kind of a little bit. They're a little bit, you know, crime family. Except they just stick things in your ass, or they eat you. The Draconians eat you, and then the Greys, who smell like farts, and then they stick a probes in your butt, and then you shoot spider webs out your penis.
Oh my god.
You think it's like that with the aliens? Like the five crime families is like the five alien crime families?
Didn't one guy come out from the government and say, there is an interstellar...
Defense Minister for Canada or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, he said there is an interstellar...
They're leaking little things, just a little at a time every year. Even the previous president said, you heard that, Aaron? That before he left office, he said some stuff.
So... my reason, like why they're doing that now to get real with y'all, okay, is
they need to
am I gonna get murked for
we might be treading on dangerous waters, guys.
So the whole thing is that they're showing this stuff has been around for forever, probably way back, even Roswell, and the stuff that is there but we cannot see, mainly like the weird shit that you see in the sky, these like weird blue explosions. I think one of them is called like Project Blue Light. There's stuff that we haven't seen. The stuff that we're seeing right now, I actually think is like top secret government equipment that they're starting to do. And any like aliens, this is me, when we see a UFO, two things. One, it could be US government. Two, it could be an extra dimensional being. Could be us.
Yeah.
That's how I think. I think these people might be time travelers, or the government, the reason why they're releasing so much of this stuff is, and it sucks, when I watch this, it's them just showing like, okay, there are UFOs, but this is just shit you've seen for forever. So we're just going to explain it. Yeah, it's UFOs, but actually we're building fucking weapons that are going to just decimate us all. And then don't get me started on that neutron collider. Cause I swear to God, when I had that stroke in 2016,
I know what you're talking about.
It's boson, whatever. It was right around that time. And I had a stroke, and you know what? I think I died that day. And then my body left that dimension and came here where I'm doing this podcast.
But I've always had this belief that there's a multiverse of everything is happening at once right now. Every possibility that you can think of, like Dr. Strange might have talked about it in the Infinity Wars when he was like, there's only one option that would come out when he was talking to Tony. But I've always had this belief that there are multiple paths that are all flowing at the same time. And I'm so excited with Kang coming out with the timeline, how there are multiple timelines. I've always believed that there's a multiverse. I believe there's different versions of us doing something different. But
there's like a version of us that's dinosaurs.
Oh,
like we're all fucking dinosaurs. There's like a version of us that's dogs, spaghetti, a plate of spaghetti and meatballs.
I'm just saying, man. Like, I do believe that. I believe, like, well, not that spaghetti and meatballs, but I do believe that there are different versions of us, like multi-versions of us, different races, different species that are all interconnected, but we're connected by one being, but we're divided by a timeline. And I think when you die, that's your timeline ending, but the other timelines are still expanding. Yeah.
And then once all the timelines are gone, you go to the one being, and then you go there. It's a room. It's green. It's got a green carpet, dark green carpet. You walk in there, and right on the table is a 101 knock-knock jokes look, and that is the god that we're all looking at.
The Large Hadron Collider is the world's largest and highest energy particle collider. It was built by the European Organization for Nuclear Research between 1998 and 2008. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
It's the most powerful accelerator in the world. It boosts particles such as protons, which form all the matter that we know.
So what could it create? It could create titties. A black hole.
Hey guys, if you like to see us in the flesh, we have video highlights of our episodes we release on every Wednesday before the new episode that comes out Friday. As always, you can catch this podcast on any major platform you listen to podcasts. Please make sure to rate us 5 stars and comment on how you're liking the show.
After School Special Podcast.
It's this lady and she's like, hi, welcome to my vagina.
After School Special Podcast.
What robot pet starts out speaking a unique language, but eventually speaks English? Gloopy? The fuck is a Gloopy?
Podcast comes out every Friday.
So let's get back to disasters. What if there was a black hole in the middle of the planet? Like, it just started forming.
So it's in the middle of the planet. Therefore, it's going to suck in the planet. Like, it's going to collapse.
It's
going to
suck that planet.
Oh, it's going to collapse in on itself. So
suck it right off.
It's self-sucking itself.
It kind of does, you know, like it's spinning, you know, it's like, you know, that type of motion where your wrist is like turning and then it gets, I'm going to shut up.
Well, I'm saying you're sucking yourself off.
Yeah. Earth getting sucked off by itself by a black hole.
Wouldn't that be fitting? Well, that'd be a fitting in, right?
Oh, yeah. Somebody somewhere would be like, yep, I saw this coming from a mile away.
Who's the director for those Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies? Michael Bay?
Michael Bay.
I can see him directing that movie.
Yeah, oh my Michael God, Bay there's a black hole and it's going to suck us off.
Starring Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah. God.
Megan Fox and Mike Wahlberg.
Okay, with that happening, I'm not going to be like the parents in Numbers where they're like, well, we're just going to stay here and just melt. You ever seen Numbers with Nicolas Cage?
No.
When he was doing all the...
Was it Numbers or Knowing?
Knowing,
yeah.
So what happened was he was finding all the numbers and they correlated to a disaster. And then when he found out exactly what was going on, he tried to save his parents. And his parents were like, well, no, we're too old. We're not going to do this. And they stayed in the house and the sun was moving closer to the planet and the planet was going to get destroyed. And the aliens were saving just the kids and the animals. I'm not doing that. I'm going to try my best to survive these last couple days. I'm not going to just sit in my...
Knowing they just saved the kids? What are these, like, Michael Jackson aliens?
These were this, like, aliens.
I know that. I'm sorry. That's a low-hanging fruit.
No, they saved... they just saved all the
children. What if it is Michael Jackson? What if we find out the truth?
An Epstein alien?
Epstein alien. Fuck.
They were all aliens this whole time, like Men in Black, the movie with Will Smith.
We just really like hanging out with kids.
Well... I think the kids should be spared, to be honest.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
No child should be. But then what happens when they grow up? They're just like more or less like, well, hit the shower. It's there.
They restart and the kids get a better chance off. But who kids get saved and who don't? That's just like in 2012 when they decided that the rich and the smart were going to be the only ones to get saved. And a lot of people had to fight to get on those big mega ships in 2012. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then that Russian guy threw his kids and then he fell to his death.
He fell to his death. Yeah.
In these disaster movies, they always depict the aliens like they got it all figured out for some reason. There's never like dumb aliens. Rarely.
Yeah.
There was a movie called Paw.
I love that movie.
He wasn't dumb though, right?
He was a stoner.
He was just Seth Rogen. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
It's just more or less Seth Rogen is an alien.
Yeah. I mean, not dumb, but not... Brilliant.
I fucking love that. That movie is so underrated.
But do you get what I'm saying? The aliens always have it figured out. Like, oh, they're so brilliant. Oh, they're like celestials. What if they're just dumb and they just got lucky with technology and they come here?
What if
like,
they're just, they're right on the same mark as us.
Like the Coneheads. Like,
the Coneheads. Yeah, they're just trying to figure it out, man. They don't know what the fuck's going on.
Don't
Speaking
you think,
of alien
don't
movies.
Don't you think E.T. was on the spectrum?
Jesus. And
Yeah, so it was Mac and me, I guess.
Mac and me, definitely.
Think about it. Like, what if he was part of a species of aliens that don't act like him, and they just sent him here because...
It's been done. It was on Robot Chicken. They did
really?
That.
Damn
yeah,
it.
They did that. Yeah.
Great minds, I guess.
Hey, so speaking of alien movies, they just released Prey on Hulu, which is the prequel Predator. It's the first
That's
cast.
Out today. That's right.
Yeah,
thank you, John.
It's the first cast that stars all Native Americans.
Well,
so,
Apocalypto.
Well,
but there wasn't
they're
that
not
more
Native
like
Americans, though. Mexican? Those are more, yeah, that's more.
Oh, the Aztec people.
But Aztecs,
yeah.
All in the that language. All, that was Say what you will about that man, Mel Gibson, but he can direct his ass off. I saw that for the first time like 8 years ago. I'm like, shit.
You suck my dick before we get into the hot tub.
Is he still racist? Ah, never mind. Oh, what were you saying, John?
Oh yeah. Well, I was just saying that came out. So would you? That's considered a disaster for them anyway, because they're trying to figure out what this thing is.
I love that concept.
Down.
Do you love that?
I thought so too. Yeah, I did too. I wanted to get you guys feedback on that, like the idea of the first humans being hunted by the predator. Isn't that cool?
I thought that
was great. Yeah. I got to watch it.
I was hoping it was a series. It's just a movie.
Yeah. I got to watch it.
Well, speaking of aliens and, in a sense, disaster movies, there was one that I saw recently. I won't say much on it, but Nope.
Yes, dude.
And back to disaster movies.
All right. So, yeah, disaster. So
I know Super 8. That was like a teen disaster movie, right?
Yeah, that was Alien.
Yeah, that was more like a monster alien movie. Okay. When it comes to disaster movies, and John and I were talking about this, like there's some movies that I don't equate with like disaster movies. Like Independence Day, I would. Because that is a disaster movie. Deep Impact 2012, whatever the Geostorm.
That's recent. Armageddon. Yeah.
See, I wouldn't consider Twister a disaster movie, but I equate it as like loss of life. You know, like millions of people. That's a disaster movie.
When and a cow.
Die. Well, what, Twister?
Yeah, Twister, because that cow got...
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, what about cow got murked, but
Pompeii?
Yeah, technically, it wiped out a whole civilization. I would count that. But Twister is like, you know, a fucking neighborhood. You know, the McDonald's down the street.
Yeah, they don't matter.
Mobile gas station. No, they don't, man. That's the
that South. Was Bill Paxton, right? Bill Paxton and
Helen Hunt.
Yeah, man, she was like the It girl for a second. Or the
she was.
It woman.
Never understood it. She always had thin lips. I don't know.
I just remember her in Something's Gotta Give with...
As Good as It Gets.
As Good as It Gets.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Fucking great movie. She was in, I think, a movie with Mel Gibson. It's What Women Want or something like that.
When he can read people.
Sure as shit don't want Mel Gibson. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, like dudes.
But if they want a payday or something, I don't know. It's...
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'd take a shot in the mouth for a couple $100.
Oh, my God.
Only a couple $100? Damn, bro. Times are rough.
I was gonna say it's a different time right now, man. It's
what about
Batman
genders.
Forever, John? That was a
Batman Forever
movie.
With that. Oh, dude, yes.
You want to know something crazy? I saw that for the first time 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's how bad it had to look to me when I was a kid, because that came out in '97, so I had to be 13, and I was
so
still.
You never saw it when it first came out. I just remember
something
all the
in
McDonald's
me just said no. This is not that bad.
I remember. Hey, you made a smart choice. I just remember all the McDonald's swag. Those mugs that came out with the coins and everything like that. And I remember when fast foods used to do the movie cups, those plastic cups that had scenes from the movies on
it. So they don't do that at all anymore?
No, they don't do that anymore. Because they're trying to be
eco-friendly.
They're trying not to produce so much plastic. I remember, Jurassic Park. That's a disaster movie, wasn't it? That's man-made, though. That's a man-made disaster.
But it was, in the first movie, it was contained within the park. And then eventually...
The second one was in L.A. or San Diego, because they tried to move the dinosaurs to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And T-Rex got over there and ate that dog. And I was like, oh, shit, it's about to get real.
Wasn't The Rock in, like, a disaster movie recently?
Oh, The Rock was in San Andreas.
Yeah, I think I saw that one. That was...
Yeah, he was in San Andreas.
Horrible.
That's the one that I'm...
I should have watched that
because I'm out here in California, so I'm like, well, when that happens, we're leaving.
What was the earthquake movie?
Yeah, that's the one, because the San Andreas Fault is what divides California. Everyone's afraid that California is going to fall off into the ocean and become an island.
And Florida. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we could do without Florida. We need California.
We call it America's armpit.
Yeah. Freaking.
See, it was you this time. Florida. You can't blame us, John.
It was me.
Alienating our captive
Floridian, our Floridian people.
Oh, it's called the armpit? I thought it was always the nation's dick.
Is it?
Huh. Yeah, no, well, it looks like a fucking dick. Right? Am I wrong?
I've always
just about to get
armpit.
Cut off. Oh no, we're gonna get neutered. I mean, if it falls off,
we're gonna get
off.
Neutered. Oh, that if it falls off, yeah. No, then we lost our dick, and Texas is our balls, and they want to, you know,
annex.
Totally kidding when I say that the Florida, the Texas is not our balls. Our balls. What would be our balls?
What would be our boobs?
Well, Canada is our hat.
Canada is our hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess Colorado and Nebraska is our boobies, and then our nuts are still Texas.
I say Texas. You had a good idea about that. About that being our balls.
Balls.
Well, what's our heart then?
What's our heart? It's Ohio.
All right.
Heartland, baby.
It's the end of this podcast.
But what do you think's behind me right now? This isn't from a disaster movie. This is Cincinnati behind me. I don't even know if there's fucking water in there, but there is now. Hey, Cincinnati.
Hey, Cincy. Actually, I know you guys hate their chili, but I actually like their chili.
Is that the chili with the spaghetti?
Yeah, it's a fucking abomination.
I've never had it.
I liked it. It looks like dog food. I don't care. I like it. I don't know why. I just do.
I'm looking now to see what it looks like. Cincinnati's chili.
I like it, but it's called Skyline Chili. And I know Cincinnati, they have their own chili, but Skyline. And
Yeah. Cincinnati chili, also known as, is a Mediterranean spice meat sauce used on the top. That's what that Coney dog is. Mediterranean spice chili. That's what that is. So you know that's how Ohio and Michigan can never get along. It's probably two brothers from the Mediterranean that's like, this will be good on a hot dog. And the other brother's like, no, this will be great on chili. Yeah,
Cincinnati chili and the chili dog. Yeah, two of those guys are the true disaster.
So it says here, it's used as a topping for spaghetti or hot dogs. Coney's. Both dishes were developed by immigrant restaurateurs in the 1920s. In 2013, Smithsonian named one local chili parlor as the most iconic food in America. I got to try this just for the sake of trying it.
Which one
just
is it?
The Cincinnati chili.
Yeah. I tried the Skyline, and I know they got restaurants with Skyline chili in Ohio, but Cincinnati chili, from what I remember, is pretty good. Can't you
it
buy
has
that?
Dark chocolate in it? It says the chocolate is put in it, too.
It's probably like a mole sauce, almost.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever had, like, mole chicken, it's like a chocolate sauce. It's like a Mexican thing.
That's a disaster for your gut.
Ooh, disaster foods, White Castles.
But you know what, man? My grandma said that that's not beef, that's chopped liver. She used to say that that's chopped liver, the meat.
It does taste weird. That's probably healthier for you, then.
Yeah,
she said grass-fed beef liver.
Yeah, White Castle would do that. Yeah, I'm sure they would.
You never know, man. Who was it that was like, everyone was so surprised that it was actual beef that they used? I think it was Wendy's. It was like, oh, they use actual
beef. I'm not surprised. You can tell the difference.
Yeah, when we found out about the chili, I was blown away, dude.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting, man.
What do you mean? The leftover
hamburger meat goes in the chili.
I don't care.
I told Edith.
It's refrigerated.
I told Edith, she's like, it's still good to me.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's not left over for a long time, right?
I don't know,
man. They probably let that shit congeal, and it's got like the little, what I call tie-dye grease spots on top of the fucking thing. Oh, and it's just like, ugh. And then you like have to take like a knife and just cut it. It's like thick, gelatinous. It just does not sound appetizing. But that's like, I don't eat a lot of red meat anymore. Mostly chicken, farm-raised chicken, hens. You know, eggs. I'm very healthy when I eat. I don't want a disaster body. I want a non-disaster body. I want Apex and Peckies and Muscles.
Which disaster would you guys accept for you to die in? Like a global warming, tornadoes, hurricanes, destruction that was man-made, or aliens, like aliens or predators coming down and just wiping us out? Like, which one would you like?
Predator, it depends, because what if he throws like one of his weapons and it just so happens it catches you right in the ass? Then you're that's a horrible way to
I think
go
you've
out.
Made like, your choice, John.
Spear through the ass.
I'm with you. I kind of want to see an alien before I die, even if it
shish
kills
kebab.
Me. Even if it kills me.
Yeah.
I've seen a tornado. I've seen, well, probably not like the ones we would get if it was a natural disaster, but I want to see a fucking alien, even if he's like...
I saw a storm so bad once the sky turned green. I was in Louisiana and like the birds stopped chirping and the sky turned green. And I was like, yeah, this was like, this is about to get
that. That's when you know shit is fucked up, when the animals shut up.
My mom would say, shut up, the Lord is working.
Hell yeah. What about you, Aaron? What are you going to get taken out by?
God, man. So when we decided that we were going to do this subject, I have a legitimate fear of tidal waves. The massive tidal waves you see deep
in. Tsunamis?
Like, they scare the fucking shit out of me.
Yeah.
So like a big wall of water, because I remember watching Deep Impact. And it was like, okay, well, where did they go? How far? I actually like measured how far the wave went. And it's like, did it hit Michigan? Okay, Michigan's safe. So if there was a tidal wave, Michigan would be safe. And then just like thinking to myself over and over again, looking at like this book, my mom used to have like this Judgment Day, you know, when she was more into the revelations and all this stuff. Yeah. And I'd look at all the pictures and I'm like, oh my God, I want to die.
Yeah.
And so my whole thing is like, if I were to go out, if there was a massive disaster, I would want something where I feel like I have a chance at surviving, because I don't know. I don't want to have to fucking, you know, put my kids down, if you know what I mean. It's like,
yeah, dude, I know, that's the worst thing to have to think about. I don't.
If you could easily survive it, then, you know, you're not going to have to do that.
So not a zombie apocalypse or anything.
No, it would have to be like possibly aliens where it's like massive battle. But if we were to go out, I would just want it to like be real quick, just like a pop and then a bunch of confetti and then the earth is gone.
Yeah.
Do you want to see the earth get destroyed before you die, or do you just want to die and then knowing that earth is going to be destroyed?
Man, that is
obliteration.
You're like right on the moon and you're watching everything happen.
Yeah, you're sitting in a lawn chair and you're just like,
I'm thinking obliteration like in Terminator 2 Judgment Day when everything exploded and everything with like skeletal and
nuclear. Sarah Connor's holding the fence and she's just like, rah! even though it makes literally no sense because all of her ligaments are done. So she should have just fallen into like a neat pile of bones.
Yeah.
But you know, who's to say anything? James Cameron, fucking, oh my God.
Genius. You James Cameron.
James Cameron.
Can't wait for Avatar 2 and Titanic.
You know what, man? I'm not too.
And Titanic 2.
You know, I think what's going to happen is, when is
cruise
that coming
control?
Out?
Titanic 2, cruise control.
when is that coming out? Avatar 2?
Avatar 2, I don't know, man.
I think it's going to, see, they're doing this water thing, and I think this.
Water World.
It's going to be Water World with Krungoli mixed in.
Well, I'm thinking because Namor is in Black Panther. So there's a theme with water going on right now, because Namor is showing up and he's going to be like an Aztec from the water or something like that. Did you guys see that in Black Panther?
Yeah, I don't think it's
I'm scared because that trailer was so good. I don't think they can top that. Usually when trailers are, in my experience, when a trailer is really good for a movie, the movie stinks. I'm a little scared.
Coogler coming back is going to be okay, man.
I think so.
Yeah, I think with Coogler coming back. But I do get your concerns because,
dude,
I don't want him to pile too much into it. I don't want it to be.
Because you got the death of Black Panther. You got to tell that story. You got to tell the transition story. You got to tell the new villain story. Like, come on.
You got Ironheart who's going to be in here.
Oh, man.
You got Namor. Fuck, man. I don't know how.
This could be a disaster movie. I hope.
Oh, please don't say that. I don't know.
I mean, I like the first one. I mean, to me, don't kill me, don't at me, black people, but it was okay to good. And if my man had stayed alive, I think the second one with him would have been great. Just like Captain America, the second one was fucking great. I think the second movie's...
Winter Soldier you thought was great?
Winter Soldier
was fucking awesome.
Hell, with the Marvin Gaye music and the... Yep. Oh, man.
Black Panther, the only issue I had with that was the fight scene. Between Killmonger, some of the worst CGI I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But other than that, Black Panther has always been one of my favorite characters
in
the Marvel Universe. And I still love the movie. It's just that CGI fight scene was just really, really bad.
I thought that it was a very emotional film for me. That's what it was. Like, if I take the emotion out of it, it's good. But it was just emotional because that was just like the star power of the Black Dollar. You know, like that was great, man. I hate to make it like that, but that's what it was, man. Like, I really enjoyed that. You know, like, Chadwick took on that mantle of Black Panther. Like, it was T'Challa. It was everything for me.
The scenes that I thought were great really had nothing to do with Black Panther. Well, it did. It's in the movie. But the scenes where Michael B. Jordan's character has that little flashback as he's transitioning into Black Panther and he confronts his dad.
It's just so that was good. That was tough, dude.
He said, no tears for me. I'm like, damn, dude. And then the scene where they have this kind of Lion King type of shit where all the Black Panthers are
on the tree.
On the astral plane. I'm like, okay.
That was a good one, too. Yeah.
But you're right, the fight scenes. And as I'm reminded by our mutual friend, Eric, like, Black Panther in the comics is fucking vicious. He's almost as vicious as Wolverine. So they kind of played that down a little bit. But
yeah, that's another thing I want to see, man. How do they handle X-Men? Like, when that comes out? Because I want to see
Patrick Stewart is getting up there, too. So who's going to be Professor X?
Well, are they going to bring McAvoy. James McAvoy back?
I like him.
So I'm looking for the She-Hulk, man. Is it going to be too funny? You know, what really bothered me about She-Hulk was they didn't stay too true to the series with Abomination. He can turn back and forth. Did you guys see that? Yeah. He can transform back and forth. He's supposed to be stuck. He's not supposed to be able to transform. But I'm glad they brought back Tim Roth. I'm happy they brought Tim Roth back.
I didn't know that. Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, Tim Roth played Emil Blonsky.
And, yeah, of course. Hell yeah.
So out of everything they kept from the Hulk movie with
Ed Norton,
they kept Tim Roth. So that's
good. Well, they technically kept Thunderbolt Ross, but
he died though.
I know, man.
Yeah. William Hurt.
Hopefully he filmed some stuff before he died. That'd be
no.
No. Who do you think would be a good Thunderbolt Ross?
The guy who plays Oh no, he can't do that.
Sam Elliott?
Yeah.
Oh,
Sam! They bring Sam Elliott
off the top rope. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
He was Thunderbolt Ross in Ang Lee's Hulk, but he's getting up there too.
He still looks the same to me. Ever since I've been introduced to him, I'm like, he still looks the same from 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, but who's the second one? Who's somebody else you could bring in there?
I was going to say the guy who plays J. Jonah Jameson, but he's J. Jonah
Jameson. J. Jonah Jameson, yeah.
He'd be great. It's a plethora of old white actors decking. Right, Aaron?
Yeah, we all look the same, Dick.
Disaster movies.
This is not a test.
We'll return after these messages.
Wednesday at a special time.
I love you, Kirsten, and I want you back.
Fox presents the 2-hour season finale.
You're too late. I'm getting married, Charlie.
Of the best drama on television.
I don't know how to be apart from you.
I don't know how serious it is or anything, but Matt and Sarah, they were both in the emergency room.
Don't miss the unforgettable season finale of Party of Five, Wednesday at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
Writing for TV's hottest black star is tough.
I worked for Urkel for 5 years. I think I know a little about black people.
The Show, coming up next.
Now, back to our story.
No, I was trying to think of, like, all-time shittiest disaster movie, and we were talking about it, and, you know, we said Sharknado, but I don't consider that a disaster movie. I just consider it a fucking tornado with sharks in it.
But it would be a natural disaster because they are animals and they're combined with a weatherly event, which is weird because, not to overthink it, but how are they surviving in this tornado? They're chewing and killing people. And where's the water coming from?
I thought the water was
in the tornado.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because it started from the sea and then it gets...
Now, is a tornado made of water, or is it made of, or a hurricane water and wind? A hurricane would be water and wind, right?
Let's Google that. Yeah, I never really thought of it. It kind of just looks like a big cloud that's just like, eh.
Yeah, because they've done so many Sharknados, man. It's so bad, dude.
I think they're on five.
Asylum, the Asylum.
The bird flu movie.
Which one was that?
Contagion?
No. It was just awful.
Oh,
what was it called?
Speaking of movies without Outbreak, that was a good disaster.
Is that Morgan Freeman and Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, that was Morgan Freeman and Dustin Hoffman. Yeah.
What about Dreamcatcher? I always am reminded of. Are you serious?
A hurricane is composed of two types of rum: lime juice, orange juice, passion fruit puree, grenadine, and simple syrup. I've had that in New Orleans. I've had that. That's a good.
So a shark can survive in that.
Well, they'll be drunk, but
Oh my God.
Did you ever have that? Oh okay. My God.
Party time.
Hell, you ever been to New Orleans, Aaron?
No, I haven't. I refuse to go to the South.
You have, John, because you were stationed there.
Yeah, I've been to New Orleans once. Yeah.
Thunderstorms, warm ocean water, and light winds are the conditions needed for a hurricane to form. So I would think ocean water would be in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and solved. What is the president's name from Deep Impact?
Oh, it's Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. What the fuck is going on?
You're high.
Okay. Morgan, no, it has nothing to do with that. My memory has just been going fucking to shit. Yeah, it's probably because
I'm too
much weed. But
I forget the shit all the time when I'm
Morgan Freeman. What is it? Technically, this was a disaster movie. Dreamcatcher. It had an alien species.
And that was a good movie.
Morgan Freeman's fucking eyebrows.
Oh, and disaster. Memory.
Yeah, but not a disaster. No, his eyebrows were not a disaster. They were full and bushy. I just like that character. I don't know. That movie was so ridiculous. It was a good movie, kind of. So in that movie, The Library of the Mind, I use that. I do the same thing sometimes when I'm trying to meditate and figure things out. I'll be in this massive library and, you know, walking around. It's all fancy and everything. And then occasionally there's like a fucking dude in the corner jerking off. And then, you know, I'm walking around remembering stuff, taking stuff out and whatnot. And then there's the fucking dude jerking off again. And then I don't know why in my mind there's always a dude jerking off.
I don't know, dude. That's some kind of, that's,
yeah,
that's
there you go. You took the words right out of my mouth. So is the guy you or somebody that you want to be?
Holy shit. Holy shit, I'm jerking off to myself. I'm just way too pretty for the both of you.
Was Snakes on a Plane a disaster movie?
No. See, my whole thing is massive loss of life. I don't consider Sharknado one, but it, for me, a disaster movie like Deep Impact or 2012, like the whole world died. The Netflix movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Don't Look Up.
Don't Look Up. That is a disaster movie.
I really like that movie.
I love that movie. But, you know, it shows the whole destruction of the human race, more or less, except that end scene with Jonah Hill. Somehow he survived, even though the whole world is broken apart. I didn't really get that. Did I just give away the ending? Spoiler alert.
I don't
put that in.
I don't remember that.
He wasn't.
You didn't watch till the end of the credits. Yeah.
Oh, they did some Marvel shit that I missed?
Yeah, most movies do now. Everyone
God
fucking
damn
it.
That sucks, dude, because DC, the Super Pets did the same fucking thing, and it annoyed me. I was like, why couldn't the credits just be the end? And then I looked up on Wikipedia, oh, there's one more part that you missed.
If the theater lights don't come on, that means there's usually... Or
yeah,
come on
that's
fully.
What I needed to do.
Come on fully. But
okay, bringing the movies up again. What's something you would like them to serve at the movies, outside of alcohol? If you could have a good meal choice, what would you like to have?
Ooh, it can't be too fattening. I don't want to get up to go poop.
You don't want to have something too filling either that'll make you fall asleep.
Exactly. Is that a thing? Like, I mean, you already got the popcorn and you already got
Studio
the
Movie Grill does that, where they serve you. You can have shrimp tempura. You can have buffalo chicken. They have a wide array of burgers, sliders,
hummus,
all kinds of stuff.
Pita bread. I can do that.
Yeah.
Pita bread, hummus, something simple.
Chicken wings. I would like to have shrimp cocktail.
Ooh, I love a good shrimp cocktail. Yes.
Yeah,
right on
cocktail.
The nose. With the sauce.
Yeah, with the cocktail sauce.
Then you have sauce on your hands. You're just licking it.
Yeah.
In the movie. I don't know. It's kind of gross. I don't know. Fish in a theater, that smell.
No, you don't want fish.
I'm thinking peanut butter sandwiches and big glass of milk.
Yes. Well, I'm lactose, so I'll be farting.
What's the best hot dog? Do you think all beef hot dogs should be served?
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't like all beef, man.
It makes
those
me
are
poop,
two,
though.
Yeah, I don't like all beef because it feels heavy on my stomach.
Brats? What about some brats?
Yes, dude. Italian sausages. Yeah.
Ooh.
Or brats.
They don't serve brats at the theaters? That seems like
no, they serve them at the ball game. I know they do that at the Tigers game, right?
And you brought up a good point. Do you want, like, the same kind of guy that's at those games? Like, I got some peanuts here. Do you want
at
them
the
to
theater? No, not during the movie.
Like throwing fucking popcorn at people's heads in the theater. I kind of like that idea.
Get your peanuts here.
Like, comes in, everybody looks at him. He takes out a big ass remote and he like pauses the movie. He's like, anybody want some peanuts? And then like people buy the peanuts and then he unpauses the movie and then boom.
That's fucking dumb.
You would think they'd be able to do that.
Oh. Did you guys see the preview for the new Dungeons & Dragons movie?
That movie's going to fail.
No
Honor Amongst Thieves. Now I'm just depressed and angry. That movie's going to fail. 100%.
You know what, dude? I don't know, man. It's been a resurgence of that game out here. So I don't know.
But those people, most of those hardcore players that have been doing it for a while don't go out into the sunlight.
That, well, I don't know. Aaron. Don't generalize, because some people who have full, healthy lives.
Are they the night people? Are we calling them the night people?
Yeah, we post this part of the conversation, and then someone's like, actually, yeah, this is, he's right. He's 100% right.
Because where I work is a big Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering following, so.
Do they dress up?
No, unless it's like cosplay. I did see this girl the other day that came in. She had elf ears on, like jeweled elf ears. They were like wired gold with gems in it. She had those on top of her normal ears.
Well, yeah. Well, so
it was like jewelry, like the tip of the elf ear. I did see that.
You okay over there, buddy?
My knee starting to fucking go. It hurts so much.
Did you just get old during this podcast?
You ever see that movie, like, Come Back, the Jake the Snake Roberts? All his fucking joints are cracking and everything in the beginning of it. It's the Diamond Dallas Page, like,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. I never seen it.
My knees are fucking cracking all the time. My elbows are cracking. It's just like, I don't know, man. I fucking do yoga all the time. My body is a disaster. And there we go. Back to disasters.
Yeah.
This has been After School Special Podcast with disaster movies. And then a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of Coca-Cola whiskey. And that's it.
Ten Commandments, Charleston
Heston. Ten Commandments that is the beginnings of disaster movies.
That was the plagues. The plagues were the disaster.
Russell Crowe, Moses.
He was Noah. And that's a disaster movie.
Yeah.
That's a complete loss of life, and you know him.
You ever seen
talking
that
to
movie?
The animals? Huh?
No, yeah. I've never seen it.
The Noah
I read
movie?
The book, though.
Is the book called Noah? Really?
No, the Bible, fool.
I know it comes from the Bible, John, but I'm thinking, well, maybe somebody did just try to like write a fictionalized Noah story.
Well, yeah,
fictionalized.
Darren Aronofsky added a bunch to that, and he also put in what is it, the Nephilim, the angels or whatnot.
Yeah,
I think it was in the beginning. Didn't he like show an accurate representation of what they explained angels were, which was just a big fucking eye with wings on it? No, it was.
Was that in the movie?
Bible. That is in the fucking Bible. No, I don't know if it was
that,
in the movie.
No, it's not in the Bible. You said that was in the book of
Genesis.
What was it? Not Genesis. No, damn it, because you brought this up before.
I'm Googling this shit right
or
now.
Or the book of
Enoch. Enoch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in the book of Enoch. If we're going off that, then we're going to my man from
Ancient Aliens.
Ancient Aliens, yeah, because they always talk about the book of Enoch.
But it's not, I don't think it's just the book of Enoch. I think, isn't there like an explanation of what an angel...
I know they had a description of the Messiah in there where they say his hair is like lamb's wool, his skin is like brass, his clothes are white, and that when...
He's short, red, he's got white spots.
You can't look into his face.
Mushroom.
You can't look into his face.
I'm looking this shit up. This is too much to read, but they're saying that there are like 12 different descriptions of angels in the Bible. And I'm like,
okay, before we get too deep into this, let's take this offline.
And then they're like, oh, maybe the people back then, they thought they were looking at angels, but they were really aliens. So,
which I can see that. You know, and somebody, all right, so this is just me. I'm a Christian. I can believe that there were aliens back then. I can, man. Like, I do believe that. And I think there's other people who believe that with me. I have that. But I do feel that there were things back then that are very hard to explain, especially with the pyramids. The pyramids are very difficult to explain. The exact geometry of how they were able to map the pyramids out to the stars. There's no way that that can not just made man-made. Going everywhere that they've gone in the world, especially on Ancient Aliens, there's a lot of stuff that's left open to alien interpretation.
I think it was just some fucking Egyptian dude like yelling at Tony, put it over there. That looks good. Yeah, just do that.
You think?
Do the other two a little smaller, maybe?
I'm trying to give you some credibility here, and you're just shitting on me right.
Hey, Fred, no, you got to watch out. That lintel's going to fall. It's going to take down the whole thing. Come on, man.
It was the Flintstones with brontosauruses.
Do you think they were here at the beginning of humanity just to get us started? And then they knew later on they're going to come back when we're not as primitive, and then they're going to farm us in our technology.
They don't farm us because they're digging at the bottom of the barrel right now.
I was going to say, I think we have part of their DNA in us.
Yeah,
I think there was DNA.
I think there was an alien that fucked a fish frog, and then we came.
Oh, a little skeet skeet in the oceans.
Yeah.
That makes sense. They're fish people. They came here. They made it with our beginning fish or fish species. They did what they did. They left. Kind of like that movie Prometheus. That was like a prequel to Aliens. kind of like this.
Yeah. Yeah, breakdown of the DNA and everything, and then their DNA.
But he disintegrated in the water.
Yeah.
Right? He drunk that fluid and disintegrated.
Yeah, no, Don's talking about a dude taking a fish and sticking it on his dick.
Well, that's not a dude. It's an alien dude. That was actually
I don't want to misgender. They took a fish and put it on their dick.
Yeah. And then they dipped. They hit it. They quit it. They got us pregnant. And then they left. They didn't want to pay any child support. And then years later, they'll come back when we're all grown and we don't need them. And we'll say, you're not our dad. Or
yeah, I don't think that's how it works, but it's a good theory.
What kind of gifts do you think they will bring back to us?
He gets us on weekends.
You think we're like going to get their technology like as a birthday present?
Here we come bearing gifts. We learned how to give you 10 orgasms at once.
Ooh, that's a great gift.
This is come here to be like, the future is sex toys.
Oh, my God.
Stick this in your ass, and you will shoot loads for weeks.
Ropes. I'm with it.
Just like, I'm coming.
I think you die after many of that.
I think these aliens sound like hippies.
Yeah.
I love this. Are they thugs? Are they going to come back pistol waving and like doing drive-bys to Earth? Like,
I doubt it because they stick up our ass.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think we're getting a little bit too in-depth into that one.
Well, we are the After School Special podcast.
We got to teach him about probes and shooting ropes.
No. Well, close us out, Aaron.
So disasters, boy, our lives are disasters, aren't they? Mine is. But we were talking to disaster movies. Boy, howdy. Everyone dies in them, or at least a decent amount of people die. There's really no hero. So real quick, Don, I disagree with you when it came to the nature. Nature is not the villain, as if we're, I think a villain, nature-wise, you could say, is an asteroid. Asteroid can be a villain. Look at that fucking Armageddon asteroid. That was a villain asteroid if I ever saw one. You don't remember?
What was the destination for that? It was hitting Earth, but where it was hitting Earth specifically where? You remember?
They kept saying it was the size of like Texas. That's all I remember. I don't exactly remember where, but I think with asteroids mostly, you cannot say man is the enemy. Maybe one person that's like, I got to finish the mission. I'm going to explode it.
And then we're going to save it.
Is that Aerosmith song in that movie, The Villain?
Yeah.
I think that Aerosmith song in the Armageddon movie, I think that was the villain.
That's the villain.
That's the villain.
Tyler.
Yes. Liv Tyler. She's a villain.
No, Arwen is not a villain. We're not going to have that.
I don't want to close my eyes. I'll be missing you.
That asteroid disaster.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
Y'all crazy.
Hey everyone, it's Aaron from After School Special Podcast. Like what you hear so far? But don't forget to subscribe and download the show on whatever platform you get your podcasts. And just a friendly reminder, we have new episodes out every Friday. Thanks for listening, everyone.
I've never seen it.
The Noah movie?
I read the book, though.
Is the book called Noah? Really?
No, the Bible, fool.